Romans chapter 10. Sermons by Paul C. Jung. Sermon 5. A cry to Christians around the world. Romans chapter 10, verses 1 through 21. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law. The man who does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down from above, or who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that is, the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace. Who bring glad tidings of good things, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, indeed, their sound has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I say, did Israel not know? First, Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move you to anger by a foolish nation. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I was made manifest to those who did not ask for me. But to Israel, he says, all day long I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. Beloved saints, today we would like to share the word of God under the title, A Cry to Christians Around the World. Through the words from Romans chapter 10, verses 1 to 21. The Apostle Paul said in today's text that his heart's desire and his prayer to God is for Israel. That is, he said he wants them to obtain salvation. The people of Israel had a zeal for God. They had the law, offered worship, and thought they were serving God. However, the Apostle Paul said they had a crucial problem. They have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. This word does not apply only to the people of Israel. It is a word that applies exactly the same to Christians around the world today. There are many people who say they believe in Jesus, but still have sin remaining in their hearts. There are many people who have a zeal for God but do not know God's righteousness. There are many people who speak of the blood of the cross but do not know the baptism of Jesus, and thus do not know how sins were transferred to Jesus. Therefore, this word today is God's cry to Christians around the world. Discard your own righteousness and return to God's righteousness. Discard legalistic faith and believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Do not merely show zeal, theado, but pursue true knowledge. Believe the perfect salvation that Jesus Christ accomplished through baptism, the cross, and resurrection. This is the core of today's word. If you have zeal for God but lack knowledge, you cannot be saved. The Apostle Paul did not say that the people of Israel lacked zeal. Rather, he said they had zeal. They strove to keep the law, kept religious rituals, and said they served God. It is the same for Christians today. They diligently attend church, do early morning prayers, do fasting prayers, give offerings, volunteer, and speak of missions, because they believe in Jesus. Some people quit drinking, quit smoking, do not perform ancestral rites, and strive to live differently from worldly people. Outwardly, they look excellent. However, the important thing is this. Does that zeal stand upon the knowledge of knowing God's righteousness? If one merely shows zeal without knowing how God eradicated my sins, that zeal ultimately goes toward establishing one's own righteousness. It becomes one's own boasting, one's own merit, and one's own glory. Believing without knowing is not true faith. If one says they believe in Jesus but does not know why Jesus was baptized, one cannot fully know why Jesus died on the cross. If one does not know how sins were transferred to Jesus, the sin in the heart has no choice but to remain. Therefore, true faith begins from knowing God's righteousness. One must know and believe God's righteousness. One must know and believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit. A faith that establishes one's own righteousness is a faith that does not submit to God's righteousness. The text says that the people of Israel, seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. What is one's own righteousness? It is saying, I did this. I worshipped well. I kept the law. I did good deeds. I believed in Jesus even while being persecuted by my family and relatives. I discarded the evil habits of the world. I sacrificed for others. Asserting these things is one's own righteousness. Among Christians around the world, many people are holding on to exactly this kind of self-righteousness. They say, I tried to live kindly. I believed in the cross and volunteered. I went to the mission field and suffered. I gave up many things because of Jesus. However, if one boasts of these things without knowing God's righteousness, it becomes an act of revealing oneself rather than giving glory to God. A person who knows God's righteousness says this: I am nothing. I was a sinner. I have nothing to boast of before God. But Jesus took charge of all my sins through baptism, received the judgment for my sins on the cross, and resurrected to give me life. I believed this righteousness of God and was saved. This confession is true faith. It is a faith that discards one's own righteousness and exalts God's righteousness. God's righteousness is the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Then, what is God's righteousness? God's righteousness is the right thing God did to save us from sin through Jesus Christ. God the Father loved the world and sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus came to this earth clothed in a human body. And when He turned 30, He received baptism from John the Baptist. That baptism was not a simple sign of humility. Through that baptism, all the sins of the world were transferred to Jesus. Just as the high priest in the Old Testament era laid his hands on the head of the sacrificial offering to transfer the sins of the Israelites, in the New Testament, John the Baptist, the representative of mankind, baptized Jesus. At that time, Jesus took charge of all the sins of mankind. Thus, Jesus became the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and Jesus went to the cross. Why did He die on the cross? Because He took charge of the sins of the world through baptism, since the wages of sin is death. Jesus bore our sins on our behalf and received judgment on the cross. And He resurrected from the dead and gave us new life. This is God's righteousness. This is the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The person who believes this gospel receives the eradication of sins. The person who believes this gospel has no sin in their heart. The person who believes this gospel becomes a child of God. Christ became the end of the law. Verse 4 of the text says, "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. The law makes one realize sin." The law commands, "Do this, do not do that. Love God, love your neighbor. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not covet." However, can a person keep this law perfectly? No. The law points out sin, but cannot wash away sin. The law condemns the sinner, but cannot make the sinner into a righteous person. Therefore, standing before the law, everyone is a sinner, but Jesus Christ became the end of the law. Through the baptism Jesus received from John, He took charge of all sins under the law, and He received the judgment for those sins on the cross. Jesus paid all the price of sin that the law demands. Therefore, for the person who believes in Jesus' baptism, cross, and resurrection, the condemnation of the law has ended. We do not become righteous by keeping the law. We become righteous by believing in Christ who became the end of the law. We become righteous people by believing in God's righteousness accomplished by Jesus. Legalistic faith is a faith that tries to move Jesus Christ according to one's own will. The text says, "Do not say in your heart, 'Who will ascend into heaven?' That is, to bring Christ down from above, or 'Who will descend into the abyss?'" Romans chapter 10, verses 6 through 7. This word means, do not try to believe in Jesus in your own way. Legalistic faith is always self-centered. They think, if I do this, my sins will be washed away. If I pray like this, God will acknowledge me. If I dedicate myself like this, God will bless me. Some people seek special prayers, special fasting, and special experiences to wash away their sins. Some people think that if they shed many tears, their sins will disappear. Some people think that if they write their sins on paper and burn it, their sins will disappear. Some people think that if they fall over after receiving the laying on of hands in prayer, they have received the Holy Spirit. However, such things are not salvation. What eradicates sin is not a person's emotion or experience. What eradicates sin is the baptism Jesus received from John, the cross, and the resurrection. It is the gospel of the water and the Spirit that God has shown us through the words of the Bible. We do not need to ascend into heaven to bring Jesus down. Nor do we need to descend into the abyss to bring Jesus up. Jesus has already come to this earth. He has already been baptized. He has already died on the cross. He has already resurrected. We simply need to believe this fact. The word must be near. The text says the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is, the word of faith which we preach. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. Faith begins from hearing the word of God. It does not begin from human emotions. It does not begin from human religious experiences either. Hearing the word of God, accepting that word into the heart, and confessing that word with the mouth is true faith. The word of God informs us of what Jesus Christ did. It informs us of the reason Jesus received baptism. It informs us of the reason Jesus died on the cross. It informs us of the meaning of Jesus' resurrection. When a person hears this word and believes it with the heart, they reach righteousness. When one believes the word, the sin in the heart disappears. When one believes the word, the Holy Spirit comes upon that heart. Therefore, Christians around the world must return to the word of God. Rather than traditions, denominational teachings, or human experiences, they must hear the word of God. They must have faith that comes from the word of Christ. Believing with the heart leads to righteousness, and confessing with the mouth leads to salvation. The text says, "For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Romans chapter 10, verse 10. What must one believe with the heart? One must confess Jesus as Lord, and believe that God raised him from the dead. However, this does not merely mean saying with the mouth, "Jesus is Lord." One must know how Jesus saved me. Jesus is the Lord who took charge of my sins through the baptism he received from John. He is the Lord who received the judgment for my sins on the cross. He is the Lord who resurrected and made me righteous. One must believe in this Jesus with the heart. If one believes with the heart, one will confess with the mouth, "Jesus took charge of all my sins through the baptism he received from John the Baptist. He received the judgment for all my sins on the cross. He resurrected and made me righteous. Therefore, I have received the eradication of my sins. I believe in God's righteousness. This is the true confession. If one says they believe in Jesus only with their mouth, while sin remains in their heart, that is not complete salvation. One must believe in God's righteousness with the heart. Only then does one reach righteousness. There is no distinction between Jew or Greek. The text says, "For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek." Romans chapter 10, verse 12. There is no discrimination with God. Whether Jew or Greek, Israelite or Gentile, Easterner or Westerner, whoever believes in the gospel of the water and the Spirit receives salvation. Conversely, no matter how much religious privilege one has, if one does not believe in God's righteousness, one cannot receive salvation. The people of Israel had the law, worship, and covenants given by God, but they rejected the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Today, many Christians also have the Bible, the church, and worship. But if they do not believe in the gospel of the water and the Spirit, they are walking the same path as the people of Israel. God becomes the Lord of all people. The Lord is rich to all who call upon Him. However, calling upon the name of the Lord means calling upon it knowing the meaning of that name. It is knowing and believing what kind of salvation Jesus accomplished. Whoever believes in God's righteousness accomplished through Jesus, baptism, cross, and resurrection, and calls upon the name of the Lord, will obtain salvation. Without a preacher, they cannot hear. The text says, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent?" Romans chapter 10, verses 14 through 15. For a person to hear the gospel, there must be someone who preaches. So God established evangelists of the gospel. He established those who believe in the gospel of the water and the Spirit, making them preach this gospel to the whole world. An evangelist is not a person who preaches their own thoughts. They are not a person who preaches their own experiences or their own doctrines. An evangelist is a person who preaches God's righteousness. They are a person who preaches the word of Christ, that Jesus took charge of the sins of the world through the baptism he received from John, was judged for those sins on the cross, and resurrected to save us. Therefore, the Bible says, "How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace." The feet that preach the gospel are beautiful, because wherever those feet go, the word of life is preached. Because the news that sinners receive the eradication of sins is preached. Because a person who had sin in their heart believes in God's righteousness and obtains freedom. We, too, must have these beautiful feet. In the place where we are, in the ways we can, we must preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. The text says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Romans chapter 10, verse 17. True faith arises when hearing the word of Christ. It does not arise when hearing human doctrines or experiences. When hearing the word of salvation accomplished by Jesus Christ, Faith arises in the heart. What is the word of Christ? It is the word that Jesus came to this earth through the body of Mary. It is the word that he received baptism from John the Baptist and fulfilled all righteousness. It is the word that he went to the cross bearing the sins of the world. It is the word that he shed blood and died on the cross and resurrected from the dead. All these words are the word of Christ. When hearing this word, a person comes to know God's righteousness. When believing this word with the heart, one receives the eradication of sins. When confessing this word with the mouth, one gains the assurance of salvation. Therefore, Christians around the world must absolutely hear this word. They must turn away from a religious faith that only speaks of the blood of the cross. They must return to the gospel of the water and the Spirit, which believes together in Jesus, baptism, cross, and resurrection. God stretches out his hands all day long. At the end of the text, God spoke concerning Israel. All day long I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. Romans chapter 10, verse 21. God is one who endures long. Although the people of Israel rejected Jesus, God was stretching out his hands toward them. Today as well, God is stretching out his hands toward Christians around the world. Return to the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Do not believe only in the blood of the cross and leave sin remaining in your heart. I have already eliminated all your sins through my Son. Your sins were transferred through the baptism Jesus received from John, and those sins were judged on the cross. Believe this gospel and receive the eradication of sins. This is the Lord's calling. Even now, God is stretching out his hands through the word of the gospel. However, if a person holds on to their own righteousness until the end and rejects God's righteousness, they commit the sin of making God a liar. Although God has already eliminated all sins, if a person says, "There is still sin in my heart. God, please eliminate my sins again." That is not believing what God has accomplished. Therefore, we must believe the work that God has done. Christians around the world must return to the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Today, many Christians believe only in the blood of the cross. However, they confess that there is still sin in their hearts. Why is that? It is because they do not believe in the event where sins were transferred to Jesus, that is, the baptism Jesus received from John. A person who believes in the gospel of the water and the Spirit has no sin in their heart, because they believe that Jesus took charge of all their sins through the baptism he received from John the Baptist. And because they believe that all those sins were judged on the cross, therefore, the conscience of the heart becomes clean before God. However, a person who does not believe in Jesus, baptism, and only believes in the blood of the cross, does not have the faith that transferred their sins to Jesus. So, if they commit a sin daily, they pray a prayer of repentance again. And if they commit a sin again, they pray a prayer of repentance again. However, the sin in the heart does not completely disappear. Therefore, Christians around the world must repent. They must discard their own righteousness. They must return to the gospel of the water and the Spirit. They must believe in Jesus, baptism, cross, and resurrection to be saved from all sins. This is the will of God. Let us return before God's righteousness. Beloved saints, Romans chapter 10 clearly cries out to us today. Even if one has a zeal for God, if they do not know God's righteousness, they cannot be saved. If one strives to establish their own righteousness, they cannot submit to God's righteousness. Christ became the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Jesus took charge of all our sins through baptism. He received the judgment for all our sins on the cross. He resurrected and gave us new life. This is God's righteousness. This is the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The word is near us. It is in our mouth and in our heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. With the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Therefore, we must hear this gospel. We must believe. We must confess with our mouths. And we must preach. Without a preacher, people cannot hear, and if they do not hear, they cannot believe. Just as the word says, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach good news. We too must become those who preach this gospel. I hope that Christians around the world discard their own righteousness and return to God's righteousness. I hope they turn back from an incomplete faith that only believes in the blood of the cross, and believe in the gospel of the water and the Spirit accomplished by Jesus, baptism, cross, and resurrection. I hope they are saved from all sins in their hearts. Become children of God, and become workers who preach God's righteousness. I hope all of us become blessed saints who believe in God's righteousness in this age. Preach God's righteousness, and preach to the whole world that hand of salvation which the Lord is stretching out all day long. Amen.